Seventh paragraph is my Mishnah Gimel. This is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnayos. Poel shein imam in the Bala Bais. A worker who was working by an Am Oretz, who he did not trust. So what does he do? Noitel Gregor's Echus. He's being offered a certain amount of figs to eat. So he takes the first one. And he says, Zu v'teisha bois achrea asuris meisel tishim shani oichel. That this one and the next 9 that I will receive will be meiser on the next 90 that I will receive after that. Notice he'll be beginning, he's being offered 100 of these groceries, and he wants to, he doesn't want every time he's offered a groceries to have to take a chumash of meiser, he won't be able to work. So he relies on the concept we saw that you can make a condition even before you receive the produce to take off meisers in the future. And he continues by saying, Zusha suya trumas meiser. The first one should be trumas meiser. And the mitzvah which I will eventually take off, mitzvah sheni, v'achreina, the mitzvah sheni should be in the last 10 figs that I'll receive, mechul almos, and that should be redeemed on the mitzvah. So basically, he's getting 100 figs, and he's going to be able to eat 99 of them. One is trumas mitzvah, can't eat it. So it says, v'choisech grogez achas. Since the Baal Bais gave him for eating purposes, he gave him 100 that he wants him to eat, 100. Here he took one of them and he didn't use it for eating purposes. So therefore the Tanakhama says that he has to eat one less because he's really, by the fact that he's taking one of them and he's giving them to Trumas Meiser, he's causing the Baal Meiser loss. So connected to the loss he's doing, he should eat one less than he normally would eat. Rav Shimkam says, the Baal Meiser takes into account that this guy may take off a certain amount and not eat it. He prefers him to eat the full amount. And the Baal Bais wants this person to be nation of Mike Malafish of Baal Bais. Why is the Baal Bais giving him food? He wants to be fully nourished. He should work hard. So if this guy's going to be a tzaddik and eat less so that the Baal Bais should lose out, other rabbis said to Rabbi Gamliel, the Baal Bais prefers eat well. And if you don't want to eat some of them, Vakashah, throw them out. And therefore, it's not considered that you were stealing from the Baal Bais by taking off Shumas Meiser from his produce. Rabbi Yosef Amar LeYasaf, he also says that one is not required to get rid of one of them. It's Neshu Tnai Bezdin. That is Tnai Bezdin that the Trumas Meiser, the one takes off, should be on the expense of the Baal Bais, and the Bezdin has the right to make that condition. As we know, Bezdin has the right to make monetary decisions.